Youth Radio's Gabby Arvifu has been involved in after-school activities since before she was a teenager. She says the experience changed her life and saved her from some of the difficulties her peers and family couldn't avoid.
I was 13 when I found out my 17-year-old sister was pregnant. I didn't want to believe it. I couldn't see my sister with a baby, even though it was common in my Latino community in Oakland, California, where many girls marry young like their parents. I had cousins who were pregnant as teenagers. It was weird. Sometimes it felt like my aunties were just waiting for my sister and me to end up having kids at a really young age. I didn't know how my sister's pregnancy would change my family, and I didn't really think about how it would affect me. But the reality hit hard. My sister moved out of the house a few weeks after we learned she was pregnant. My dad refused to talk to her until after the baby was born, and I was stuck at home to suffer, missing my sister and dealing with the aftermath. Since I was the only other girl in the family, my parents got crazy strict. My dad never wanted me to leave the house. To this day, I'm now 16, he won't let me spend the night at friends' houses or go on school trips. I've tried to change his mind a few times, but it's impossible. To keep me from getting into the same trouble as my sister, my mom decided I needed to get more involved in activities. I started to go to after-school programs every day and all-day programs in the summer. Some were far away, but my mom always found a way for me to get there. Some I didn't like, but I never had a choice. That was 3 years ago. Now I'm in high school, and I still keep myself busy after school. I've been involved in community groups, art programs, student government, a weekly magazine, and a Mexican heritage program. It would be cool to have a boyfriend, but I'm so busy, it would be a waste of time for me. I think that's exactly what both of my parents wanted. Even my sister doesn't want me to have a boyfriend, as she looks back at her life. She had to put school on hold for 2 years when she had her baby, even though she was only 2 months from graduating. Today, she's trying to get her high school diploma and move on to college. Over the years, I've seen a handful of friends get pregnant. Their minds were too focused on boys, even though they were really smart. If they found something to look forward to in the hours between 3 and 6, I think it would have changed some of their decisions. I think that's what kept me out of trouble, definitely. Sure, sometimes I miss sleepovers, and I wish I could go out with my friends more. But then I think about my sister, and I know I'm lucky.
The comments of Gabby Arvifu of Youth Radio, which is a student radio training organization based in Berkeley, California.